This is an ABC podcast.
Well, the NT Buffalo Industry Council has a new president. It's Adrian Phillips from Annaberry Station out to the east of Darwin is where he's based. It's been a bit of a tough year for the industry with issues like over access to Indigenous land due to COVID and a worker shortage at the Bachelor Meatworks, which seriously slowed down the throughput through that abattoir. I had a chat with Adrian Phillips earlier and asked him why he took the reins of the Buffalo Council.
Oh, I've been in Buffalo for many, many years from the catch and mustering side of things. And these days at Annaberry Station, we've got a fair herd behind wire. You know, a lot of riverine cross buffalo, which they're different lines of buffalo. There's, you know, several different lines of buffalo what we do here. Also trading young wiener buffalo, which are free-range harvested animals out of Arnhem Land and that for the export. And then, looking at the riverine buffalo, a better quality animal meat-wise, looking down the roads at that. Still got a long way to go, but we're moving in a forward direction. And just, you know, like Michael Swart and plenty of other people have done so much in the Buffalo Industry Council over many, many years. It's time for people to put their hand up and give a bit of help and do what they can do. And I thought, rightio, now's my time. And, you know, my kids and my stepsons are all in the industry going forward. So got to try and do our bit to make changes and keep everything going really good, eh?
Adrian, what sort of opportunities do you see for the buffalo industry going forward?
There's a great opportunity in the industry. I mean, this year alone, even with COVID and all the dramas we've had, you know, around COVID and country being closed up because you can't access and staff shortages all through, right through to the abattoirs, we're about $30 million we put into the Northern Territory economy this year. So that's a real positive. It's only growing and growing. And with the demand with buffalo, with export as well, you know, it's now's the time, you know, we've got a really good opportunity to really shine, and that's what we're doing. I come a little bit different, more on a pastoral side, domestic side this day and age. So as president, we're working really closely with NTLEA and NTCA on a range of other issues as well for all our members, you know, right through wild dog mitigation and with fire control mitigation, all these different, bit broader, more than just dealing with just the buffalo. So we've worked very closely with the other councils, which is really good to get us all working together with other issues that affect pastoralists, because at the end of the day, buffalo industry and, you know, cattle, we're all livestock, aren't we? We've got to look after country and manage it. So I pulled a few of those extra things on throughout the year, and it's been a pretty tough year. We've dealt very closely with our supply chains, you know, making sure things step up to the plate, you know, with export yards and even with the meatworks, you know, making sure welfare practices are all done to the best we can, and every part of the supply chain trying to get everything running really sweet and smooth, eh?
Just on the Bachelor Abattoir, we heard from them a few weeks ago on the Country Hour. They've had a bit of a tough year, a lot of issues with staff. And that impacted the throughput. Yep. What did that mean for buffalo musterers and producers?
Look, Bachelor Meatworks, an abattoir in the north is paramount, you know. It's the difference between going out and, let's say, arming 20% of the herd or being able to muster portable yards and everything and get rid of a lot of animals throughput through the abattoir. So they're really, really important to us to be able to, for the big picture, the whole lot. Now, unfortunately, yes, the abattoir, you know, late start, a lot of staffing issues all through with COVID and everything else, made it really hard for our contractors to get out there early and get set up and get going. But they ended up, you know, kicking in and doing really well, supplied a lot of numbers. Towards the end, they really struggled getting staff with all the COVID restrictions, which probably pulled their season up early and pulled a lot of our mustering contractors up early. So, you know, we were looking for going for a really big bumper season. But, you know, I know I deal with a lot of the contractors. They were having to hold buffalo back in yards because they didn't have the staff for the throughput at the abattoir. You know, we work very closely with Century Agri to try and help and work with them and government to try and, you know, fix this issue. Hoping next year they're very positive. You know, we'll have a few of those issues ironed out. You know, it's really disappointing, the labour shortage across Australia, everywhere, in every field, you know. It fascinates me.
It sounds like the abattoir hasn't quite lived up to the industry's expectations for it.
But because they can't get the staff, mate, you know, a lot of red tape, a lot of things there, they've had to jump to get staff and skilled labour, you know. You need all different lines of workers in an abattoir, and they're working, you know, very hard around that. And, we could have done a lot more throughput this year, but, you know, they've only got X amount rocking up to work. You know, their hands are tied. They did the very best they could do, and we all work very closely there together. But, you know, they've certainly persevered and got through, and we got about 6,000 through there this year. But, you know, that sort of shows, you know, we're putting a dent in the numbers out there in Arnhem Land. You know, we could do a lot more, but if they've got the workers there and they can handle the high kill rates, well, going by this year, once the ball got rolling, we were able to provide enough animals, you know. It wasn't a case of they weren't getting enough animals, it was they couldn't process enough animals due to staff shortages, you know. So, yeah, they're a very important part of our industry, and we work very closely with them out there at Bachelor. And hopefully, you know, with the restrictions being a bit eased, next year we shouldn't have the issues of the staff shortages there, eh? Hence, you know, our mustering contractors, they'll know, they need to know a start date and be geared up to go, and they need to build confidence that it is going to work as well, because, you know, some of our contractors were holding buffalo in yards for a bit and having to feed them and maintain all the welfare practices, which have cost them a fair bit of money. And unfortunately, when they can't get them slaughtered in a timely fashion because of staff shortages, well, that knocks a bit of the confidence with some of the mustering contractors who put a lot of money and time and effort into it. But, you know, I think we're all pretty confident moving forward next year that COVID's been dealt with a bit and we're a bit clearer on everything. So, yeah, here's to a good, better year next year, mate, eh?
If you're just tuning in, this is The Country Hour. My name's Dan Fitzgerald, and you're hearing from Adrian Phillips, the new president of the NT Buffalo Industry Council. Adrian, what's the demand for buffalo been like from the live export trade this year?
Mate, that's been really good. I think generally they're just chasing them all the time, you know, getting the right animals, the younger animals, more the feeder animals, you know. That's where I've worked closely with areas in the supply chain and the exporters, you know, working with our producers, that the animals are, you know, really good animals for the export trade, settled, all done the ASL requirements of not just being mustered and straight on a boat, you know, in a yard, introduced to feed, handling and all those things. Yeah, they're always chasing the buffalo, mate, for the boat, because a big shortage of beef. And, buffalo's filling a bit of a gap there, which is really good, eh?
And what's the money been like? Because we've heard all this year that the cattle price keeps on going up and up. What's the live export price for buffalo been doing?
Yeah, look, it's risen just a fraction, you know, last year. But we'd like to see that increase, you know. But as some exporters said to us, you know, there's other issues around the buffalo, you know, with numbers in you know, transiting them and people dealing with them. And that's where we're working really closely with the export yards and also the producers to try and minimise any of that. Buffalo are different to cattle. I reckon they're a lot smarter. You know, they learn things very quickly. So I think, you know, we can make that all flow a lot easier, hence less risk on the exporters with the cost of transporting them overseas, just by all our handling and the way we tidy our job up, eh? You know, but going into the new year, we'll be on to the exporter saying, come on, you know, we're doing our end of the deal. We'd like to see a few more silvers, eh?
And I hear there's also been a bit of a demand for territory buffalo from camp drafters interstate. A fair few have gone down to New South Wales.
Yeah, look, buffalo, young buffalo weaners are sort of going all over the country for the camp drafters. I've been dealing with some, you know, good operators down south where, you know, they use them for so long and then trying to, you know, find a really good home for them moving forward, going into trade, you know. There's some good operators. There's quite a few animals going over. We got to keep a close eye on that everything's done with the best welfare practices in mind all the time, you know. Yeah.
I'd heard there was about 600 sent to mainly to New South Wales.
Probably close to that, if not a few more, eh? New South Wales and Queensland, been shielding a lot of calls with them this year. But that's really good because they want the lighter fellas as well, you know. And that's where, again, when you've got the meatworks operational, then you've got the, you know, the cream animals, real good Mickeys and heifers go on export, the outer spec or the cows and the big heavy bulls go meatworks. And here's another place where, you know, the little 200 kilo fellas, they can go to the camp grafters or go behind wire to keep the trade sustainable over the wet season trade, eh?
Adrian Phillips, he's from Annabrew Station, which is out to the east of Darwin, and he's also the new president of the NT Buffalo Industry Council.